stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday. It's a new month.
It is a new month.
Yeah.
I'm flying.
Finally.
I get to see my guy tonight, so I'm excited.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's been gone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You told me.
Yeah.
He was out of town.
Teaching for the reconnection over in Vienna. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So how long were you apart this time?
I don't know. It felt like forever.
It's only been a few days, hasn't it?
No, it's been like 10.
Really?
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going there to die. He doesn't get in until tonight, so yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so you know, it'll be good.
Yeah. Get some company again.
Yeah, and stuff. I'm planning a big surprise party, so it'll be good because I gotta do some preparation anyway before he gets in. So
right.
I'm gonna go down and finish some things up after the show today.
I know from what you told me, it's gonna require a lot of preparation. Huh?
Oh yeah, so far so good. Wow. It's just I need to round up a few extra other things, but almost done.
Yeah, well it's a good thing you at least enjoy doing it, you know.
Yeah.
So it's not like work.
Right.
You know.
Right. So.
And it's cool. Wow, he's gonna be very very happy, I'm sure.
I hope so.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I never had a surprise party made for me.
No?
Never, ever.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
I haven't either.
Really?
Yeah, never. Yeah. I've done it for people over and over. No one's ever done it for me.
Yeah, I know.
I guess I'm not loved.
It's just the people you hang out with, you know?
I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been very interesting recently. I will say that I think on Monday they're calling the Juice Cleanse people. Mm-hmm. And they're from down in Encinitas. And I will tell you what, that cleanse was amazing.
Really? It
yeah,
works?
Yeah. That is something that you should try.
Really?
I mean, yeah, because I will tell you, I feel so much better now.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird. And now I want to do it again. But I'm like, I want to go and get like a Vitamix. Mm. I'm considering doing it and making my my own because it's just, I felt so great. And this may sound crazy to you. My intuition's been insane. I know that sounds nuts, but it's like I'm cleared of whatever crap was in my body, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, you know, greens. Greens was everything. I was drinking green stuff every day, which, you know, it was hard to do at first. But then it's like I've been keeping healthy after that.
Right.
And I've been nonstop working out. I feel like it's weird. Like I have energy to do it. I'm seeing results in my body finally.
Mm.
Like before, it was taking forever. I couldn't see it. Now I'm seeing results, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is cool.
And this is without eating, right?
This is
just drink.
Yeah, and it was the juice cleanse. And here's the thing. It wasn't that it did not. I was never hungry, but what it did was I craved things.
Yeah.
That was my problem because I have a major sugar issue. Like
really?
I know that I'm obsessed with sugar. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got rid of a lot of that, which was interesting.
Wow.
So I feel a lot better. Yeah. I can think more clear and... It's like I said, it's really strange. Okay, for example, the other day I dreamt of this girl apologizing to me, the one I haven't talked to in months. Do you know what happened in my house and the whole craziness? And I had this crazy vivid dream, and I was like, this is going to happen. I think it's not a dream. I think this is a premonition. The next day, the whole dream happened.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's the second time it happened to you.
Yep. And then here's
what you talked about.
Then here's what happened yesterday. So the night before, actually on Thursday, when I submitted to this movie thing that I did yesterday, I knew I was going to get it. Like, I already knew it.
Mm.
So when they called the day before, I was like, oh, well, it's a given.
I expected it.
I totally did.
Wow.
Like, it was funny. And I was like, and I almost said something like to you on Thursday, like, I, you know, did this thing. I have a feeling. And then I was like, no, I don't want to jinx it.
Yeah.
And so they called and I was like, oh, okay. Like, I knew
it. Wow, that's cool.
But here's another funny thing.
Uh-huh.
Totally random.
So you are getting connected.
Oh,
you know?
Completely.
Yeah.
Then totally another thing was I haven't seen this one girl. Really cute girl. Since October.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that's been what, 6 months,
right.
I guess. So so random, and I never think about her. It's not like I hung out with her once. Yesterday, before I went into to shoot the movie, mm-hmm. I knew that there were six girls that were going to be topless for the film that I was doing it with. And three of them were going to be jumping on the trampoline, and then three of us were doing something else.
Topless?
Yes.
I'm telling you, it's got to be a horny fucking guy who wrote the script, man.
I mean, it's going to be a great film. It's about frat boys and a sorority and whatnot. Yeah.
Okay, so that makes sense for the jump on the script.
It comes out in 2014. It's a Zac Efron and Seth Rogen film.
Oh, wow.
So, anyway.
Well, did you get to meet them? Or,
yes.
Did you?
Yeah,
was it nice?
It was great. Wow. They're funny and hilarious and awesome. Or Seth is. That's who I worked with. But I can't talk too much about it because we signed our life away. Anyway. But what happened, and I told you this a funny story that happened yesterday, which I can't say on air. But anyway, so I thought of this girl, and I'm like, why am I thinking of this girl? I just had a feeling. I almost texted her. I had a feeling she was going to be working on the set with me. I just did.
Whoa.
And I get there, and she was there.
Are you serious?
I didn't even notice her because she didn't look the same. Because I mean, we were in costumes at Halloween at the Playboy Mansion. Like, I met her once briefly.
Yeah.
And she goes, Bridgetta, hello, it's me. And I was like, oh my God. And I go, you're going to think I'm crazy, but I almost texted you this morning because I had a feeling you were going to be working today. And she's like, nuh-uh. And I go, I know that was weird. That's why I didn't do it, because I haven't talked to you since October. Why would I just randomly be like, hey, are you working on this random film? You know what I mean? So, but I knew it. I knew it. And when I told her, and she's like, oh, whatever. I'm like, no, I'm very serious.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been instant. It's been interesting.
Wow.
And all my dreams have been...
It's kind of spooky, then. I can't have any thoughts about you, or you'll know everything I'm thinking.
Well, then I went to text somebody about an appointment, and she goes, oh, I was just thinking about you early this morning. It's weird. And I go, there you go. Another person I haven't talked to in, like, 5 months.
Yeah.
And then I had a dream about this house, which I always dream of places before I move there or I go there. And I dreamt of this weird... empty, it was a smaller house, like an empty house, and it was very like I know it meant something. This is weird. So yesterday I was online looking at like different places and whatnot, and I think I found the place that it was, because I see
about?
Because the kitchen looked exactly like, I mean, I have to see the rest of it, but I was like, that's odd, that's just really odd. If that's it. But anyway, so I contacted them today to be like, can I come see it?
So you're
going
to check into it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But I'm
can
like,
you imagine?
That would be weird. But I've dreamt of, and I've always done this. Every place I've ever moved to, I've always dreamt of it.
Really?
Every place.
And it was the same? It looked the same?
Exactly. I know.
Wow.
Every place. It was weird.
That's spooky. Yeah.
But I didn't realize it till after I went inside, and it would be like, either it hit me right away, like I've been here before, and oh my God, it was my dream. Or it would be after I left, I'm like, oh my God, that was the stairwell in the dream. And it was always a section of the house. It was never like the whole thing. It was like something in particular.
Right.
So, yeah, every single place.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
That's very weird. But that's good for you. I mean, you know.
Yeah, so thank you, Juice Nation.
A lot less guessing work for you.
Thank you, Juice Nation, for making me more intuitive again.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah,
huh?
Because you know what it is, too? It's, you know, when you're eating a lot of crappy foods and sugars and whatnot, it's clouding your brain. Mm. Whether it's for information being intuitive or whether it's just information in general, like you forget things. And you're more forgetful when you have more sugar in your body.
Really? Is that true?
Absolutely. Absolutely. When I went off sugar for a while, gosh, I could memorize almost anything. Like, you know, it comes to, you know, lines and rehearsing and whatnot.
Yeah.
I mean, almost anything.
Oh,
and when I was in dance back in the day, same thing. I couldn't have too much sugar.
Wow.
Because I had to remember what I was doing. And I couldn't if I had sugar.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
That must be why I'm scattered all over. I mean.
Maybe. It could be one
my
too many pops. My memory
is not great.
Actually, it was so funny. My hairdresser. Who normally, you know, smokes weed. Love him to death. He's a good friend. And he took an Adderall, like someone giving him Adderall to, like, concentrate. Uh-huh. But it did the opposite. He's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like speed.
He's, like, everywhere. And I was like, oh, my God, this is so not for you.
Yeah.
You need to never do this again.
Yeah, that's medication for ADD and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So when you take it and you don't have ADD, it's like speed.
Right.
That's how it works on you. That's why people abuse it, you
right.
know. And, yeah, you bounce off the walls.
It's my, I don't know, I'm ADD, so it works for me. You know, like it makes, but it does make me concentrate. And I get a lot done. Like I actually finish things.
Yeah.
But I do like it because it does make me work out and whatnot. It keeps me just centered.
Wow.
But I mean, when I used to take it, but I don't like putting anything in my body. It's the same thing if I were to cut all the sugar out. It's the same reaction.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
So you get more energy when you don't eat sugar.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Yeah. Because I think it's like false effect that sugar has on you. You know? Like fools the body into, you know, having a lot of energy and stuff. But then you probably just crash afterwards.
You do. You do. And then you crave more and then you eat more.
Right.
And then it keeps like happening. And then. It's the white sugars that it mostly is. I mean, if you have like like honey, like I've been actually switching, you know, things out for honey,
right,
natural honey,
instead of sugar.
And I'm, you know, it gives you a little bit, but not, it's way better.
Wow.
In fact, my snacks at night when I'm really craving something sweet, I've been taking a banana and pouring honey on it.
Yeah.
And it's
sounds
so good.
Yeah.
I know. It's really weird, but it's so good. If you freeze the banana too.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever done like frozen bananas with chocolate on them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, those
try
are
it
good,
with honey.
Huh?
Try it
really?
With honey. Yeah.
Wow.
And then wrap it up in tin foil, put it in the freezer, and come get it later, and it's so good.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds good. That's a good alternative to chocolate and things like that.
And it satisfies you.
Yeah.
It does. It's got the sugar, like the natural honey.
Right.
Whatever it is in it.
And I love honey. You know?
Yeah.
It tastes good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Learn something new every day.
Yeah. So we're gonna have a couple guests calling in today, separately, of course. And what are they both about wine, Virginia?
Yeah, it'll be the one winery in Temecula, which is actually quite beautiful. I mean, it was really, really amazing place, absolutely gorgeous. If you're gonna go to Temecula, because I used to go to Wilson Creek all the time, but I discovered the Ponte, and their rooms are so romantic and so spectacular. I mean, it's a great place.
So they'll tell us about it.
And then we also have Laura Kapp calling in, who actually used to be on, she had her own show. She was a DJ. On radio for years and years and years. So she'll be fun to talk to.
Yeah.
Up in Santa Barbara area, I believe it was. And anyway, we'll let her talk about it. But she is calling about Solvayn.
Okay.
And she is the head PR for all of Solvayn, the little Dutch community that I was talking about. So
She
knows pretty much everything about all of the places, and we'll tell you about the movie.
And it is Danish, remember, when
Danish.
We talked to her.
It's That's
not,
what I meant.
It's not Dutch.
That's what I meant. You know what I mean. So anyway, those are our guests for today.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, did you get a chance to watch the Amanda Knox interview last night? You know who she is?
What's an Amanda
about
Knox?
Her. Amanda Knox. is the American girl that was charged with murder in Italy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so yesterday her book came out. She wrote a book.
Oh, anyway.
Yeah. Her story was that, she was accused of murdering her roommate in Italy.
Right.
And she was in jail for 4 years until they overturned the conviction.
No.
So she came back to the United States. And
she's saying that she did it now?
No.
Yeah. I was like, is it like OJ? If I did it,
This
is how I would have.
No, I really don't think she did it. You know, I mean, I haven't read her book yet. I just got it yesterday. But reading from other books of the accounts of what happened, I don't know. Just in my judgment, I don't think it was her. You know,
okay.
They don't have good enough evidence. And I don't think she could have done it. And I don't think she had a motive. So, but then there was another guy that was arrested with them, with her and her boyfriend. And he's serving like 15 years or something. They're saying he could be out next year.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, when you go to jail for 15 years, it doesn't mean you're going to sit there for 15 years. You know, you can get out in 5. And that's for murder. I mean, how can they possibly let him walk?
I mean, he didn't do the murder, right? He was just associated with it? Or was
no,
he
no,
like
they're
a...
saying he was the... They're saying the three of them, her boyfriend and this guy, that there was like some sexual play and stuff and foul play and all that, and that they just slashed her throat.
Wow.
But I don't see that happened. I don't think so. You know, I think the guy from all the evidence, I think the guy wanted to have anal sex with her and she said no, and he slashed her throat.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what I think.
And
I mean,
this
it's
guy
just based
is from
on
where?
The, I don't know. He's an Italian, but I think he's from Africa or something. I'm not sure where he was from.
Wow.
His name's Rudy. And, so he was arrested with them and jailed. And so she was telling yesterday to Diane Sawyer about her ordeal and stuff, about mm-hmm. sitting in jail. And just imagine, you know, I mean, it's got to be like the worst thing. I have a lot of jail dreams. I don't know why it is, because I'm afraid of it so much, I think.
Okay.
And I just, like, every time I wake up from a dream like that, it's just so freaking depressing, man. You know, it's like in my dream, it's like I simply cannot be in
prison. Sounds like dreams don't necessarily mean they don't mean you're going to jail. It feels like maybe you're trapped in your life somewhere.
You think I feel like imprisoned or something?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's it, but the dreams are all too real, you know, and I'm always like hoping my parents will help me out and get me out and get a good lawyer and all this shit.
Sounds like and a lot always, something else.
And I'm and I'm constantly escaping, you know, constantly evading the police. So it's kind of, and I don't know where it's from, man, and it recurs quite a bit. So yeah, I don't like dreams that are not positive dreams, and they keep coming back, you know.
Well, I mean, it seems like it's something that you have to face.
Like resolve, huh?
Right, exactly. You have to figure out like what it is. Like, cause I constantly have some weird dreams, and I've been looking them up, and you know, I always look them up. What do they mean? Like I was dreaming of a certain spider, which I found out actually it has to do with prosperity, which is interesting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's actually not a bad thing. I'm like, oh, interesting. And something else I dreamt of meant the same thing. And then I had like an elevator dream where it was just odd, really odd. But it all made sense when I looked it up.
Yeah.
But to me, the same thing, like you should look up what that means. I think it sounds like you feel imprisoned in your life or trapped in your life and you're looking for an escape out. You wish someone could help you, whether
probably.
It be your parent or whether it be someone you know and trust to get you out of it, whatever it is.
Yeah. That's true, huh?
Yeah.
Let's try to interpret the dreams.
I like doing that. I do.
I don't know. I you know, to me, dreams, I think it's just, you know, all the stuff that happens in your mind and your subconscious just comes out and it's all mixed up in your head and stuff.
Right.
So I don't know if it really has any meanings or anything like that. But I guess it's fun to check it out, you know.
Well, it makes sense when you look them up, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember we had the dream guy that was in here.
Yeah.
One time. And yeah, it's pretty phenomenal. There's a whole science behind it. It's psychology. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
You think there's a science behind it?
Mm-hmm.
Behind dreams and stuff?
Yeah, there's a whole...
I guess people, investigate and research it and stuff, you know. Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't know. Sometimes, but the worst thing is you can't wish dreams. You can't like will them on, like, I want to dream about this, I want to dream about
that.
It doesn't happen. I wish it would.
Okay, you know? So I had a conversation with someone recently about that, and there's a girl that I know that can do that.
Really?
Yeah, it's phenomenal. She's like, okay, tonight I want to dream about going to Thailand, and she does. And it's so realistic. It's like, it's great. So then I recently have been trying that since I've been more intuitive, and it's I keep saying I want to dream of the place that I want to move to or I want to be at. Or I want an answer to this, or I want to know about this. And it's been kind of working. But what sucks is that I remember a glimpse of it. I don't remember the full thing. So it's like, okay, I need to dig deeper. Right. And I'm slowly, like now I just want to keep sleeping all the time because I want to know more.
Yeah, let me sleep. Yeah, why not?
I know. More.
It's like I try to get enough sleep every night, but I never get to bed before 1.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, I mean, I just get like sucked into the computer and I do things and it's tempting to work at night because it's quiet, you know, nobody bothers you. But I just don't get enough sleep. And then in the morning, it's like so fucking hard to get up, you know.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Yeah. So the first guest is not calling. It's, it's 10:20 already. Well, I hope they call.
Watch them both call at the same time.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
that'll
seriously?
Be great.
Yeah.
I know, that'll be great. I mean, they have to understand radio shows, like, you know, they occur by the minute. I mean, you can't waste too much time, you know.
Right.
Everything's planned out and stuff. So, I see we're going to have a lot of guests coming up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, we're pretty booked.
Yeah.
So what else is in the news, meanwhile?
There's a lot going on. Well, so I just I brought up the Amanda Knox interview. And, you know, I don't know, maybe I'm biased a little bit because I think she's very cute, you know, but but I think a lot of people are thinking the same thing. That's why they got on her case in Italy, you know, because it's like a she-devil or something, you know. And she said, you know, she says they called her the devil in court.
Wow.
And she says, you know, it's one thing to hear it in the media, but it's another when, like, people call you that, like, in court.
Right.
You know.
Well, so, they got to do everything they can to make you look stupid so the judge goes in their favor.
Right.
So, I mean, I get that. I would do the same thing.
Yeah, well, probably, yeah, but...
Well, you're up for murder. I don't give a shit. I'm going to call you the devil all you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you're not guilty yet.
It does, you know? It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
It doesn't. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
I get it. It's supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, but it's never that way.
Right.
Even when I went through what I went through when I was younger, doesn't matter. No one believed
me.
No
one believes you, right?
Everyone thought I was guilty.
Right.
So, you know what? I understand.
Yeah.
I was there. Trust me.
Yeah.
I totally understand.
I know. But
you, I mean, this is up for murder.
Right. But this is mostly
someone
because she acted funny, you know? I mean, the thing is how do you react when someone dies, you know? I mean, people act differently and stuff. And they said she did cartwheels at the police station and shit. And she said, no,
odd.
I didn't. I just did yoga or whatever. And
well, I would be doing
yeah,
if
or
I were
split. She did the split.
I will tell you what. If you had me in something and I was locked up, I would be doing yoga too to stay centered.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't in jail. That was at the police station when they brought her in to question her. But at the same time,
okay,
you know, I mean,
that's just a little weird.
Yeah, I mean it is weird, but it doesn't mean you're a murderer. You know, that's what I'm saying. You know,
right.
They found no evidence that she was there, and it's just bullshit. So I don't know, but I'd hate to be in that position. That's all I can tell you.
Right.
Know? And now, so after she got back here and everything's fine, she rebuilds her life. Bam, they're saying they want to reopen the case again and retry her.
What? Why?
Yeah. Because, I don't know, a judge decided that there's probably better evidence.
Well, here's the other thing, though. Now that she's back in the U.S., I mean, do they carry things over?
Like, they could extradite, I think.
I don't know if they extradite.
But I don't think they will. I don't think they will.
I'm not sure. You know what? That's a good question. I don't know if they do from here.
Yeah. I was thinking that it's probably not likely that they would.
I would think probably no.
Yeah.
I think now that she's here, she's safe.
Yeah. Well, you never know about the government, right?
You never know.
Yeah.
This is true. And you know what else? It wouldn't stop me from running.
Yeah. Which is a good segue to this thing about the gun control and stuff. I guess they put up a billboard in Colorado that says, turn in your arms, the government will take care of you. You know,
being
facetious and stuff,
Big
right?
Brother is watching you.
Yeah, but this is like a facetious...
Oh, they're being...
Yeah,
good.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, good.
So...
Because I was like,
yeah,
are
I mean,
you
they're being sarcastic,
me?
Obviously.
Okay, good.
But the reason they brought it up is because there's a picture of American Indians, Native Americans on there, and... you know, that's so some people are saying that this is racist and stuff, you know, and
wait, so are they saying Native Americans have the guns, or are they saying Native Americans are going to take care of you?
No, American Indians were I guess that's what they were told, right? Turn in your arms and the government will take care of you. So that's why they put their pictures in there to show how they were like
I get it, because they were fooled. Yeah.
I think that's what
that's
it means.
That's not racist.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I will say, I mean, in a way, they were fooled. In a way. You know, they had I think it's funny. I think it's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's... But this one guy says, even if you take out the picture, I get it. You know, I get the message and stuff. So, like, it's not a big deal. And then somebody said, tell me where I can send a check to support more, more of this. So, yeah.
I'm just
Yeah, so this is with the gun control. But you know what? Remember we were talking about these kids shooting each other and shit? Well, another kid, this time in Kentucky, a 5-year-old boy fatally shot his 2-year-old sister. Now, I want you to get this one. This 5-year-old received a .22 caliber rifle for his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a 5-year-old.
Where is this?
This is in Kentucky. Now, the mother says she stepped outside for just a second, and the kid picked up the gun.
See, this is the thing.
And they're saying it had child safety. I mean, come on.
No.
Who gives a kid
a
fucking gun?
A loaded gun at that.
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about. This is the Southern drinking parents. Everyone's drunk there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not, I mean, there should be nothing.
But
the
they're gun happy, you know.
Right.
I mean, if you get your 5-year-old a gun.
Then great. But the thing, what I'm saying is everyone's bringing up every little gun thing there possibly is nowadays just because they want this law and all this shit to pass. And honestly, this is stuff that's always happened. Mm-hmm. But this is nobody's fault but the parents' fault. Mm-hmm. So you know what? Your other child is dead and you finally learned your lesson because you're a moron and left a loaded gun with a five-year-old. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know what? We don't need stupid people. So if not saying that that child would have grown up dumb, but it may have.
Right.
So not to be, and that's a horrible, horrible, horrible thing. I think it's absolutely horrible.
No,
but
I agree.
It's like,
you know,
I mean, really, what kind of parent are you anyway? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, that's no reason for gun control because the thing is that, you know,
when, it's up to the parents. It's their own kids that are killing themselves. So
I mean,
eventually they'll figure it out.
What is it putting guns next to kids? I don't understand that at all. It should be in a fucking safe. And you don't buy a kid, you don't buy a five-year-old a fucking rifle.
I mean, I agree. Yeah. I agree. Should be a BB gun at that age. But
you know what they're saying? They're saying it's in this part of the country, it's not uncommon for a five-year-old to have a gun or a parent to pass one down to their kid.
I totally agree.
Wow.
It's true. Yeah, that's normal. It's the South. They still live in they live in the southern, you know.
Yeah.
Back in the day, gotta get them Indians.
Yeah.
You gotta get them, you know, riffraff, whatever.
That's true.
It's
you know,
the
they
it
still
is.
Have tradition of
it's
doing
a tradition.
Like. The, yeah,
you know
and
what?
These, and I was still reading that they have tradition on proms as well. They have segregated proms. So I guess now they, you know, some kids decided, you know, we're not gonna do this anymore. But it's true. It's in the South, and a lot of this stuff happens.
And this is I mean, they'll figure it out. It's just like, you know, the Amish have their tradition of not using electricity and using old-time buggies. Well, the South has their, you know, tradition of using guns.
Yeah.
So be it. They'll figure it out.
Okay, our guest is calling, so let's go ahead and take this call. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning and greetings from Solvang. This is Laura Kass with the Solvang Conference and Visitors Bureau.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Wow, what a self-introduction that is.
I know. I told you she works on radio forever. She's awesome. She's going to be great.
We have way too much fun. And, Bridget, we talked about, Sam, how I did spend 5 years as a radio DJ personality in Santa Barbara. So, I'm a little, you know, don't have any microphone allergy.
Oh, wonderful. So you love to talk, which is a good thing. That makes for a great guest.
Exactly.
So you call it from Solvang, which is a Danish town, right?
Yes, that is true. Now, I have to ask you, Sam. Now, I know your lovely co-host has been here, but have you been to Solvang?
Not only have I been here, but let me reveal something. My first child was conceived in Solvang.
Oh, God.
In the Solvang Hotel.
Okay.
So I have been.
We definitely got some dirt to dig here, Sam.
Yeah, there you go. So I remember Solvang.
TMI.
Oh my goodness! For those of you who have not, there may be some of your listeners that have not experienced Solvang,
exactly.
Which is 2 hours north of Los Angeles, the 101.
Right.
And it feels like you've gone to Europe without a passport.
It really does.
It does.
We are founded by Danish Americans in 1911, and the whole idea of Solvang was not touristy, was not commercial. The Danes basically came here to do their farming, to do their cuisine, their culture, their heritage. They're just doing their thing, okay? Mm-hmm. They founded the town right around the Mission Santa Ynez, which is people kind of go, how come there's a Spanish mission in the middle of a Danish town?
Well, they're in California. There you go.
Well, they came first. The mission was founded here in 1804.
Oh, wow.
But the Danes didn't get here until 1911.
Right.
The mission came first.
Right.
But they bought up 9,000 acres of land surrounding the mission to form this little Danish colony, and they called it Solvang.
Mm.
And that means, in Danish, sunny field.
Oh, sounds good.
That makes more sense now.
Which is pretty good, considering we have over 300 days of sunshine a year, and our average temperature is 64 degrees.
Wow. That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect. It's a beautiful place. It's a small town. Now, if I remember correctly, everything closes early there, though, right? I mean, it's
very much so.
It's a small town feel.
Folks are always surprised because, you know, the Danes are again, we have our town only has a population of about 5,000, and still about 10% of the population is from the original Danish families that founded the town.
Uh-huh.
And so the tradition of the Danish family is that you go home at night, you close your shop at 5 or 6, and you spend time with your family.
That's absolutely
You do not
right.
stay open late.
Right.
Now, that trend is slowly reversing because we do have 14 wine tasting rooms in downtown Solvang.
Uh-huh.
30 restaurants.
Yeah, and a lot of tourists, too.
Inns,
yeah.
But the shops generally close around 5 or 6. Yes.
Oh, wow. So that's why people actually, you know, make babies in Solvang.
Oh, my God.
Because there's plenty of time.
Time to relax with your sweetheart. Exactly. I mean, yeah. it's all, you know, that's the fun thing about Solvang is that it's a very walkable town. There's
right.
just, you when you come, you park your car, you can stroll. And, you know, we have four windmills, 5 authentic Danish bakeries, 30 restaurants, 16 inns. There's plenty of time to relax and just really kind of get back to a sense of, you know, more old-fashioned hospitality.
Right. And there's great Danish food there. And
you know what? They even have some gluten-free things. There was one bakery that I was shocked. They had 2 gluten-free pastries, and I was so excited.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, truly, because, again, they're responsive to, you know, to the customer. I mean, this is gluten-free, and I happen to be gluten-free myself, and so it's really interesting to have, you know, more of our bakeries and people being very responsive, and there's great Danish food, but a lot of also gourmet wine country cuisine. We've got 4 diamond restaurants, AAA 4 diamond, 4-star rated restaurants in Solvang. Mm-hmm. That also appeal to, again, because to the wine country, which we are surrounded by the Santa Ynez Valley, Santa Barbara County wine country.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, Laura, how long have you lived there?
I've lived here in Santa Barbara County for 29 years.
Okay, but
wow.
In Solvang?
In Solvang, I've been here for 12.
Oh, I see. Okay. What made you decide to move there? I mean, I can see how attractive it is and appealing, but what was your reason?
Well, you know, for me, I lived in Santa Barbara, and I lived and worked in Santa Barbara for 16 years. And then about 12 years ago, I had an opportunity to come up here and buy a home.
Oh.
And I thought, you know what? This is a beautiful, beautiful area, and it's just, there is such peace here. Mm. You know, when you're surrounded by nature, there's just more, you know, as far as, and I'm not saying that Santa Barbara is urban and horrible because it's fabulous, but,
right.
you know, the sense of being a little slower paced, people are a little more friendly. There's just that sense of nature here because being surrounded by the vineyards and the ranches, you really have a sense of the seasons.
Yes.
Which people always laugh in California. They say, oh, you don't have seasons.
That's right.
True. Yeah,
well, we don't in LA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is cool. So now I would imagine it takes some getting used to moving from the big city. I mean, Santa Barbara is not that big, but still you have all the convenience and everything. And then you move to a small town
mm-hmm.
and you don't have everything that you have in the city.
No, but we do, and that's what's really,
really
fun about living here is that there is this misconception that, again, that the town closes down at night, there's nothing going on, you don't, you know, you got to drive to get to a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the oldest grocery stores in Solvang was founded in 1911 by a Danish family.
Yeah.
And full service, full-on grocery store that has an amazing deli, and that also, of course, carries lots of Danish food and stuff like that. But Nielsen's Market is, you know, is right in the center, you know, right almost in the center of town.
Right.
And then, again, our surrounding communities, the entire Santa Ynez Valley has actually 6 communities that surround Solvang.
Mm-hmm.
And you've probably passed through them. If you've driven through on the 101, you probably
right.
know about Buellton.
Right.
Which, of course, is the home of Pea Soup Anderson.
With the pea soup, yeah. And,
exactly.
And one time
that
I...
That is my favorite. I love that place.
One time, yeah, it's actually a cool place, but I ate the pea soup and I thought, I don't know if it's such a big deal, you know?
But one of those things that you love it, but you don't.
Yeah,
I
but it's
it.
An experience, you know? I mean,
and
just to go there.
It's been there since 1924.
Wow.
I mean, it's a major, you know, stopping place on the 101.
Yeah.
But Buellton is only 4 miles from Solvang. If you go inland
yeah.
from Buellton, you'll end up in Solvang.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And in Buellton now, oh my gosh, you guys, there is so much. And you stayed in Buellton, didn't you?
Yes,
when
I did.
You were here?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Because there is now a really craft beer resurgence happening mm-hmm. here in the valley.
Hmm.
Right.
Not only do we have some fantastic wines, but craft beer, and this is actually craft beer month here in the Santa Ynez Valley.
Oh.
The Buellton Brew Fest is happening not this weekend, but next weekend, May 11th. Oh, my goodness. We have 2 major craft breweries that are located in Buellton.
Oh, wow.
And a distillery. and an amazing wine processing facility called Avant. I mean, there is so much going on within this small little valley surrounding Solvang that people are just astonished that there's like there's a lot more to do than you would ever imagine.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, mm-hmm. That's what's so fun about discovering this area is that there is, you know, and you know, for example, this summer our outdoor theater, that you probably didn't see this, but maybe you did. There is a 700-seat outdoor theater in the middle of downtown Solvang.
Oh,
really?
It's
the Solvang Festival Theater, and it's professional theater that goes on between June and September. We're kicking off the season in June with Fiddler on the Roof. These is a professional theater company. It's PCPA, Pacific Coast Performing Arts, Conservancy of Performing Arts, and it's awesome. And people are like, wow, I didn't know I could sit in a beautiful theater in the half round outdoors and enjoy professional theater.
Yeah,
yeah,
for
right
sure.
In downtown Solvang.
And
cool.
There's also stables in the area if you guys want to go horseback riding in the vineyards and stuff. That was amazing. I did that once, you know.
What else?
Oh, my gosh. Wasn't it just incredible to just canter through a vineyard?
It
you
really
know?
Is,
I mean,
yeah.
It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yes.
It really is exciting, you know. So definitely it's a nice area if people in
The movie. Let's talk about the movie briefly.
Oh, my God. Did you guys see Sideways?
I want to talk about it. I know.
I told you, you need to do your homework.
I know, I haven't had time.
Well, you know, Sideways, the movie, which of course stars Sandra Oh and Paul Giamatti, Thomas Hayden Church, and Virginia Madsen, was filmed here in the fall of 2003. It debuted in September of 2004 and went on to win an Academy Award for Best Adapted Screenplay and a Golden Globe for Best Comedy. And so, you know, I was involved with the filming and worked with a lot of the crew and was involved in the premiere party that we had. Well, Sideways was all filmed here on location in Solvang in the San Ynez Valley.
Oh, wow. Now, there's a reason to go watch the movie, you know. I've never seen it. I wanted to see it, and I knew it was about wine country and all that, but I didn't realize it was filmed in Solvang, most of it.
Yes. The crew stayed in hotels, and I can say this publicly because Virginia Madsen she raves about the Wine Valley Inn. That's where she stayed during the filming.
Uh-huh.
And so I can say that. We guarded our privacy of our guests, but of course, if she talks about it, we can talk about it.
Yeah.
But the fact that Sideways was filmed here, and what happened is that people were looking at this on the silver screen. Of course, it went all around the, you know, U.S. first, you know, and then the world premieres. People were looking on the silver screen and seeing this movie and going, hey, I could do what the stars did. I could act. These are real places. And they actually, in the movie, have CG it. I mean, they say Solvang. They say Bulten. They say Lompoc. They say, you know.
Right.
They
give the names of the. They go to actual wineries and actual restaurants and stay at actual motels. So So people started coming here and saying, I want to do what the stars did.
Yeah.
And we're like, we can do that.
Yeah.
We'll put you up, yeah. Sounds great.
And here it is almost 10 years later, and people are still coming on the Sideways tour because they want to experience what the stars did and eat in the restaurants and taste the wines that they talk about. And basically, I think the fun thing about Sideways is that it's not a kid flick. It's the stars are 40-somethings.
Right.
You know, they're in their midlife crisis. They're having, you know, that anxiety and angst. Of course, you guys are not that old. But you know, when you hit 40, you'll feel it. You know, but it's a sense that this movie relates to people who are having that kind of midlife crisis. And these two guys come up here to do a week of wine tasting and golfing and, shall we just say, horizontal recreation.
Yeah, there you go.
And you know, and enjoy the beauty. And of course, it was all captured on film.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing. And I know also the food is great. And there's a few restaurants, like family owned restaurants and things like that, where you feel, you know, eat like home food, you know, and it's.
I love the Hitching Post. That was amazing.
I wanted to make sure that you did get to the Hitching Post, right?
Yes, that was so good.
Tell me. Okay, Hitching Post was actually one of the movies featured in the movie Sideways, but it was popular way before the movie. What did you have? What was it like?
Oh God, I don't even remember what I had. But I love the fact that because you know I'm gluten free, They don't serve bread. I mean, I think they did serve bread, but they served like a plate of vegetables as like your, you know, like normally they give you bread for the table. They give you like these vegetables. And I was like, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember what, I guess I had some
kind
of fish.
That's European. You know, European eat a lot
really?
Of vegetables and things.
I thought
like
that was so cool. And we had a phenomenal wine. I remember that. I can't remember what, though. Because I let my other half pick
you
it
had
up.
A lot of wine. Yeah.
I had a lot of wine. Oh, yeah. That's exactly why. I was so tired that night, too. We were just zonked.
What else did you end up doing? Tell me.
Gosh, we went to a bunch of different wineries, but I really liked Foxton Winery. I really, really liked them. We wound up buying 2 bottles from there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Foxton is on the northern reaches of the San Nez Valley. It's on Foxton Canyon Road. It's a heritage winery. It's been around for probably the last 30 years. But they have some of the best organic. They do incredible Pinot Noir. Oddly enough, it was also featured in the movie Sideways.
Mm-hmm.
And it just driving up there, didn't you feel like you were going to the back of beyond?
I did, but we were like, where are we going? But it was really cool. It was like beautiful country roads. I liked it.
Sounds good. Well,
you're
now
just, you're out there. You're around, surrounded by hills and the poppies, and you're just driving along through these oak shrouded hillsides, and then all of a sudden there you are. This tasting room, and you're like, whoa, what am I doing? And you're like, yes, I'm here. And they do a phenomenal job.
Sounds good. Now, do you guys have an official website that people should check out?
Yeah, absolutely. It's solvangusa.com.
Okay, that's simple
enough.
So,
solvangusa.com.
That's simple. And now you got me wanting to watch that movie and come out.
I know.
I'm probably going to take
it. It's so funny because now you've both been here. So when you watch the movie, you're going to be sitting there going, I remember that place.
Yeah.
I remember that place. Oh, my gosh. And I think then it'll hopefully make you want to come back.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, absolutely. The last time I was there was probably 20 years ago, so it is time to go.
Damn, you need to get back here. I mean, it's changed, but it's not changed.
Yeah.
I mean, there's that European sense of hospitality and friendliness that people, and not to talk about other wine regions, the four-letter one, Napa.
The four-letter one.
Here you're probably dealing with the winemaker. I mean, we don't have big corporate wineries. There's a couple, but of the 125 wineries that we have in this area, there's maybe 5 that are corporate owned, and the rest are entrepreneurs.
Oh,
they're
wow.
families.
Nice.
And, you go into a tasting room or you go into a winery and you're just like, hey, you're probably talking to the winemaker.
Yeah.
It's just that sense. And our restaurant, we don't have, in Solvang particularly, we do not have any chains.
Right.
They're forbidden. We don't have them.
That's great.
So it's, I have to be honest, though. The only chain, Solvang was incorporated as a city in 1985, and we did have 3 chain businesses, a Domino's Pizza, a Subway, and a Holiday Inn Express.
Uh-huh.
They got grandfathered in, but the rest of the shops, the rest of the restaurants, they're all entrepreneurs, independently owned.
Wow. It's a totally different trip. You go to another world, like you said in the beginning.
Yep.
It's totally a different place,
different
vibe.
Yeah, the architecture, come on, there's storks on the roof.
Yeah.
There's just that sense of like, wait a minute, do I need a passport? No, because, you're 2 hours out of L.A.
Yeah.
The whole thing has that, you really feel like you've gotten away. I mean, I'm sure you did, didn't you, when you were here just recently?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you do feel like you get away. It's totally not like Los Angeles at all,
But yet, it was with only 2 hours. So you hop in the car, and you drive up the coast, and then...
Yeah, it's a pleasant drive.
Here.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So even people that come to visit L.A., it's a great idea to go and visit Solvang. It's a memorable experience, for sure.
Well, because you get a sense of seeing a little bit more of California, and I think what people forget is that L.A. and San Francisco and, is not... There's so much more to California.
Right.
And, and by taking a little road trip up, to the wine country here, you really get a sense of that. You get a sense of, oh, wow, there really is, different things to see and do. And and the beauty and the serenity of these hillsides. I mean, I'm looking out right now on these golden hills, and the vineyards are popping. We're having a great spring. The vineyards are very happy. The grapes are going to be really happy this year. We've had really great weather, so...
Sounds good.
It's a gorgeous place.
All right.
Yeah.
Everybody go out, check out solvangusa.com.
That is correct. We would love to have everybody come check us out. And, of course, we're on Facebook and Twitter. But our main website is solvangusa.com, and it lists all of our hotels and restaurants and wine tasting and all kinds of, and we have lots of special events that go on and different activities. So there's always something going on here.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
Okay, Laura, thank you so much for calling in. You got us all turned out.
Anytime. Always happy to chat with you guys.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Cool.
Yeah, I totally feel like going there now.
Yeah, you should.
I will. Yeah. Unfortunately, when we went horseback riding, there were no grapes. It was like off season or something. So all we saw was like dried plants. But still, the ride was amazing. There are cows around you, and it's just it's a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So cool. The last few minutes, the rapes continue in India. This time, a 4-year-old girl was raped and
that's just
killed.
I can't even.
She died from it. I know, it's like you don't even want to think about this, you know? I mean,
how could someone, I don't understand what they would find even attractive about 4-year-olds.
Yeah.
Why would you, I mean, what kind of people are you?
Yeah.
To do,
I don't know, something, you know, these people must have gone through traumas or whatever when they were kids, because a healthy mind doesn't even think that way. You know?
I mean,
what is this? You know, the thing is,
I want to throw up.
Yeah.
I really want to throw up.
And, but, you know, the stuff keeps happening in India, and I'm sure it's happened all the time. It's just now more in the media, you know, in
right.
the spotlight and stuff. But, you know, I can totally see in these cultures, you know, where you just grope women, where you treat women as secondary citizens. And that's what happens, you know. I mean, when a man feels ownership over you or something, or they're better than you.
Yeah.
Then that's what happens, you know. There's absolutely no. They're saying that, you know, a 35-year-old man was arrested.
Wow.
For it. So I don't know, but she died from the injuries. I mean, but the poor girl, you know, can you imagine the parents? She disappeared. She was abducted, and then they find her the next day unconscious with severe head injuries.
Wow.
I mean, 4-year-old girl, man, it's just, you want to cry, you know?
That's just not, I mean, ugh.
Yeah, don't
gross.
Even want to hear about this.
No, I don't.
On a lighter note, I guess Martha Stewart is starting to date again. She signed up for Match.com. So I guess we need to know that, right?
Yeah, why do we?
It was in the news. So.
Obviously, she's paid to say this. She's getting some perk.
Yeah.
She's not paying for her Match.com thing, that's for sure. She said she would announce it.
It's not a lot of money anyway, but yeah, I'm sure it helped. But at the same time, you know, it's like she's 71 years old. I can imagine a lot of men would want to be next to her because of her money
right.
and fame. But I don't know. She used to be hot when she was younger, you know. But then again, everybody looks hot when they're younger.
not everybody, but okay.
No.
No. I beg to differ.
Yeah. Well, you know, Catherine Zeta-Jones checked into a healthcare facility. She suffers from bipolar disorder.
Aww.
And let me tell you, that's one of the hardest things you can deal with. Did I ever tell you I have a bipolar disorder?
No.
Yeah, but I'm like totally doing well because I'm on the right medication and
but
have
see,
been for years.
I will say that I supposedly had bipolar disorder. Mm-hmm. And, it's part of a reaction from the Lyme thing, too. And I the medicine was what did me in.
Really?
I don't take it. I'm fine.
Yeah, you see, I mean, I used to get depressed all the time. I would get irritable all the time.
Yeah.
And it was always like that. To me, it was like the natural way of being, you know, because I was always like that in my life, you know. Every little thing irritating me.
Right.
You can be depressed and angry at the same time, you know. So
I will say that I feel like they hand out the word bipolar disorder too much these days.
Yeah, it depends for whom.
I mean,
yeah.
I was told that, oh, I did have it, but then I found out I had Lyme, and really that's just a symptom of Lyme, and as soon as I kicked Lyme, everything else went away. But I feel like, you know, given I remember back in the day that I tried so many different medications for, because it was ADD or it was this,
right.
or I don't know, and, you know, it was nuts. I mean, I've tried almost every, that's why I'm so against prescription drugs, because I've tried so many different things. I know what the effects they've had on me.
Right.
And I just felt like a zombie.
Right.
Complete zombie.
Well, because you got the wrong medication. That's what I'm saying.
I tried
it
all.
But
I will say
yeah,
that
so you're
you
probably
can take,
not bipolar.
You can take St. John's wort, and I'm not kidding, high doses of that, and you can
right.
fix your diet to a certain way where, and do you know that people who have,
I've tried that for depression. It didn't work
and
for me.
And also has to do with sugar, too. That's another whole
really?
Thing.
Really?
Messing with the serotonin levels.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, you know, but all I can tell you is this. For years, I've suffered. I was close to suicide and everything because it's really, I mean, the depression part of bipolar is really deep.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and for a long time, I was suffering. There were times where I wasn't even functioning. And luckily, you know, and I went from one doctor to the other. And after about 10 years, 12 years, I finally found a doctor that found the right cocktail for me. And it's medication that I don't even feel. It just makes me feel normal, you know.
Mm.
Somebody else might, you know, I don't know what would happen to them, but why would you want that? So
right.
I'm taking a cocktail of like 3 different pills, but you know what? It works, Brigetta. You can't even tell.
Guess.
I forgot what it was like to be in the dumps like that, you know. I mean, it's just I've been normal for many years. But that's the thing is when people start feeling normal, they stop taking their medication and then all the symptoms come back. So
mm-hmm.
I'm just not messing with it. I'm resigned to the fact that I'll have to take it for the rest of my life. And that's it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I can function. I can do well. I can succeed in whatever I do.
If it makes you feel better and it's not affecting you in any way, then great.
But I'm sure she went to rehab because what happens is you can it ruins your life. It can ruin your family life. It can ruin everything that you have, you know,
mm-hmm.
just like an addiction.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is it for today, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an L.A. Talk Radio production where we say what we want.